back to me. I'm not just coming, but I'm running. Beneath the surface, and what my eyes have seen, past the temporary. Yeah, I hear you beckon me. Yeah, to fall a little deeper. Yeah, further than I've ever known. I'm breaking through the boxes. Just coming. but I'm running. You don't make me come the whole way alone. No, no. The story of the prodigal son is that when the son made up, when the Bible says he came to his senses and he was ready to go back, first thing is that he was ready to go back as a slave, though he was a son. He was ready to start from the bottom and do something that he was undervalued for. And when the father brought him back, he not just brought him back as a son, but he rewarded him with a celebration as if he was there all along. The other thing is that the Bible says that as the son was going back home, that he was not the only one running and going. The Bible says that the father was not just sitting on the porch waiting for him to come and just looking at him afar off. The Bible says when the father saw him, that the father began to run to him too. And in the Jewish cultures, kings don't run. Like, kings aren't supposed to be running with their long dresses and stuff. But the father broke the rules of normality because his son was in need. And the father began to run too. So that's why we just say, and we just get so excited when we say, yes, here I come running, running. Here I come running, running. Oh, yeah. Here I come running. Yeah. And I won't look back, no.
Here I come running. running,
while I'm running, running,
you come running, hey, running,
you come running, running.
Hey, I'm running.
All the way, all the way.